Well, hey everyone. It's been a long time since our last podcast here on the Montebello BCM podcast. So thanks for tuning back in after all these years. This is Jacob speaking. I get to serve as the director of the Montebello BCM. And I have a special guest with me today. It is our current president, Noel Barrows.
Hey everybody.
Noel, would you tell everybody who you are? Maybe what your major is and where you come from, and then we'll jump into the topic for the day.
Yeah, so my name is Noel Barrows. I am a senior at Montebello. I'm studying graphic design with a marketing minor, and I grew up in the Birmingham area, and I live in Montebello now.
That's great. I enjoyed getting to know you over the past few years and seeing you grow. And honestly, when you came to the BCM the first time, first met you, I felt like you were very shy, and over the years, I've gotten to know you a lot more, and you've really matured in your faith and your gifts as a minister, and I think you have been used by the Lord very well here during your time as especially president, but just at the BCM in general. And that's exactly why I've asked you to be on the podcast today to talk about this topic, the topic of church. I know a little bit of your story and how you've been involved in your church over the years, and I've been impressed, and I think you could offer some perspective, because church is a hard thing for college students in many ways. It's hard to find time for the church. It's hard to understand what role the church plays in our life, or even what the church even is, biblically speaking. So that's the question I want to start off our conversation with, which is, what exactly is the church? How are we supposed to think of the church, especially thinking through it in terms of college students? But how does the Bible teach us to think about church?
Yeah, so the church is a gathering of God's people for the purpose of bringing worship and glory to God. That's what its main purpose has been since the very beginning of the early church. And that's the purpose of it today as well, is to gather together and bring glory to God. And we do that by learning and discipling each other, our fellow believers, and then also by going to the nations and sharing the gospel to the people in our community. And so that's the primary purpose of the church, I believe. We talk a lot in college about how being involved in a local church is so different than being involved in campus ministry. Because, you know, the church has certain things that it is responsible for. It has membership for accountability purposes, deacons, baptism, communion, tithe, all of these things that are biblical and that we find very important. And campus ministry is important, but it's different from that. Campus ministry, like the BCM, is more for seeking out, you know, Christians who are college students who want to learn more about Christ and give them a place of ministry on their campus. But I've been very grateful that Jacob has instilled in me, and I think everyone in the BCM, he says this all the time, you need to be involved in your local church, and BCM supplements that.
Yeah, yeah. I appreciate that, and it's good news for me that maybe someone has heard all the times I've tried to send that message out. The BCM is not a local church. It is certainly an extension of the church's ministry. We are supported by a number of churches in the Shelby County and in Chilton County associations. That explanation you give is a very well thought out explanation and speaks to your understanding of the scriptures, your time in the church, and how you've grown. As a freshman, do you think that you had all that put together when you first got here?
I think I definitely understood like the importance of church. I think I had a pretty good grasp of it. As a freshman, I think I viewed it more as like something that was sort of a responsibility that maybe wasn't very joyful. Like, attendance was a responsibility and something that you had to do, but it wasn't always something that I wanted to do as a freshman and someone in high school. And I think that over the years, I have learned how meaningful church truly is to the believer and how it is such a gift from God to have that community of believers who are encouraging you and you know, helping you grow in your understanding of the Bible.
That's interesting to hear. And I think it has a lot of wisdom in it, that if you're a freshman and you're struggling with the church just doesn't feel very good for me and I don't find a lot of joy in it right now, those could be hard years that you need to stick it out, mm-hmm. and not run away from it, to trust that the Lord says the church is good and it's a gift, even in those days where it might not feel like it.
Absolutely.
So over these past 4 years, your involvement in church has probably changed, or you've seen different ways to be involved. And I don't know, take us back maybe through freshman year to now. What are some ways that you have served in your church and that you're currently serving now? Have some of those things changed? Have you just added? Kind of walk us through what that has looked like for you.
Yeah, my church, I've been at the same church since I was in first grade. So by the time I was in college, I'm very grateful that the people on staff at my church were really pouring into me and pushing me into some leadership roles, into later high school and into college. And so over the past 4 years, I've gotten to be a middle school girls leader for RD now and pour into our middle school girls a good bit. I led a Sunday night group with them for a little while with our middle schoolers. I've been pushed into a couple different roles with them that my church has really helped me like grow in kind of the area of teaching younger students. And then I've also served on a couple different shorter term roles. Like I've served on a music minister search committee and on our worship team. And I love just jumping in wherever, even if it's shorter term. Like I've worked in the toddler room for a little while and just, you know, wherever there needs to be a little help in some areas, I like to jump in and do what I can to help support.
So hearing you say that makes me think that there might have been a role or two that you've had in the past that maybe didn't fit exactly what your gifting or calling is, or even just your personality, but you saw a need and you said, I want to be faithful to serve the family that the Lord's put me into. Is that sound right?
Yeah, experience? Definitely. And I think that the cool thing about the church too is, or specifically in my experience, is like even if you're thrown into a role that you feel like you're not adequate for or not quite gifted for, there's support and there's people encouraging you and guiding you through, you know, that. And so that's been helpful for me as someone who really loves ministry, to know that I have people who are supporting me and want me to grow and aren't just expecting me to be perfect at whatever I'm thrown into right off the bat.
Yeah. So it sounds like you've been shown some grace over mm-hmm. those years as well. I have too. I'm very appreciative of that. Something you said, it seems to fly in the face of a very consumeristic mindset that all people can have, but especially college students, which is, I will be a part of a church if it benefits me in some kind of way. But as soon as I stop seeing the benefit, I'm probably going to bounce. And
right.
What you have just explained is that a mindset that has kept you involved in church is you've seen a way that you can serve and a benefit that you can bring to this family, church family, even in moments or in ways that weren't as comfortable, but you said there's a need and it's going to push me a little bit out of my comfort zone or my normal routine. And that's going to be something that I actually dig into instead of run away from. And I think that shows a level of maturity that's needed in order to get out of church everything that we're supposed to get out of it and to put into church everything that we're supposed to put into it. So when it comes to people who might be trying to discern whether or not they are involved in their church in a way that is biblical or God-honoring, if somebody's trying to discern whether or not they are a healthy church member, what might you say to that person? What's a good set of questions or a litmus test of whether or not, am I thinking about church the right way? Or have I been kind of influenced by a consumeristic mindset in church? What's something you might say to that person?
That's a good question. I think one of the things I have to check in with myself pretty often is, like, what is my mentality going into church? What is my mentality about ministry? And what's the root of why I'm doing what I'm doing? And so I think that's important for everyone to reflect on every now and then is, am I going to church for good music? Am I going to church to see my community? Am I going to church to, I don't know, feel better about myself? Like, there's so many reasons why maybe people attend church. Or am I going to church to honor the Lord, learn more, and how am I honoring the Lord in my church membership? Am I serving? Am I trying to, you know, disciple others and be involved and help the church thrive and continue to get the gospel to other people? Or am I going to be a consumer, like you said, to enjoy church, feel good, have a nice Sunday routine, and then go on my way? And so I think that's something that I've been convicted of a lot in college and has, I think, pushed me to grow spiritually in my understanding of the Bible and the gospel, because I don't want to just be apathetic about my faith, and I want to serve the Lord in whatever he has for me. And so I think a big part of that is looking at how you're viewing your church membership.
You're talking about wants and desires.
Mm-hmm.
And we all live by our wants and desires, but it sounds like your want has become, I want to be a healthy church member. I want to serve the Lord. I want to give my life for these things. So really what that is having the Bible redefine your wants and desires rather than bringing in a worldly or human way of wanting and desiring into the church and saying, oh, well, if the church doesn't meet these desires, then it's just not very relevant. It's not worth the effort, but rather having the scriptures redefine what you want. And then, because you really do find in the church great joy.
Right.
And your deep desires are met if they are godly.
Mm-hmm.
So to have them redefined is really important. I don't think that being a part of a church, even for you, has always been a cakewalk. And I don't know of anything in particular that's happened in your church experience, but I just know being a part of church is never always easy. There's always things that come up, whether it's a friendship that's dissolved or a leader that led in a way that you said, well, I just don't necessarily agree with that. But whatever's happened for you is probably already happened for other people as well. Mm-hmm. Being a part of a church family can get pretty messy, and it's very easy these days to either go to a different church because there's lots of options, or just stop going to church at all, maybe watch some services online. How have you stayed in it? And also, what would you say to the person who is resonating with the description I just offered of, I've got some church hurt, and I've been wronged, I've had disagreements with leadership, it hasn't always been easy, and sometimes it hasn't even felt healthy. So what would you say to somebody who's kind of in that situation right now?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a lot of ways that I could go at answering this question, but one, I think that it's important to assess the health of your church from a biblical standpoint, not just from how you feel about it. Assess if the church is just completely teaching a different gospel or just completely fallen astray from biblical standards, or if you're just in a rocky spot. I think all churches go through, you know, some drama and things every now and then. We're all sinners collecting together to try to do our best to bring glory to God. And, you know, but we're still sinners and we're still broken people. And sometimes that makes things hard for sure. But I think assessing what the health of your church looks like and if there's something that you can do to support the people who are on staff at your church to maybe hold them accountable. If there's something just really unhealthy and unbiblical going on, having those conversations with your pastor, elders, or church leadership. I think it's really easy to give up and walk away. It's really hard to stick it out, but we are called to hold each other accountable and hold each other to the standard of the Bible. And so if no one in the church is doing that, it's not going to be healthy and things are going to fall apart. But if people in the church are being faithful to the other believers in that church, then hopefully it all works out.
I had a pastor growing up, shout out to Brother Mike, the only pastor I've ever called brother, but that's an old Southern Baptist. Don't hear that very much these days. And Brother Mike would always say, when talking about marriage, there are days when it's not the love that keeps the marriage together, it's the marriage that keeps the love together. Mm-hmm. And that has stuck with me just because of its simplicity, but it's also profound. And I think of that in terms of marriage being a covenant between a husband and a wife. And now in church membership, we often talk in terms of having a covenant with our other brothers and sisters in the church. We have committed to them. And there are days where, man, you really feel the love towards one another, and therefore your dedication to each other is strong. Then there are days where you say, I'm not exactly feeling the love right now, but I'm falling back on that covenant that I've made with you. I have committed mm-hmm. to you to see this through. But I do appreciate how you said in the very beginning of there could be some assessment that needs to happen. And there are situations with churches have gone too far this way or that way, and you say, it is no longer healthy for me to be here. Mm-hmm. It's going to be very hard to honor the Lord because of the direction that the church has taken or issues or problems that have arisen in the church. Those are probably fewer than most people realize, but it can absolutely reach a point like that. And it takes some discernment and some conversations with people that you trust and really respect. So as we wrap up this podcast, I was going to share a story of something that happened the first year that I was a campus minister here. And I'll tell you what a student told me outside of Farmer when we were talking about church one time. I'd like to hear your response, and then maybe I'll share what I told him. And after thinking about it for all these years, maybe what I would have said a little bit differently. But in talking to one student who said he identified as a Christian, and I said, that's great. Where are you a member of a church at? And he said, well, I don't really go to church. I believe that you can have church anywhere. And he pointed to a nearby tree and he said, I believe that I can have church under this tree right here. I can go sit on that rock and I can have church. This seems, I mean, it's a pretty common mindset. Mm-hmm. I would not say that that's rare to have those kinds of opinions. What would you say to a student like that would respond to the question like in that way? What would you say?
I would want to have a longer conversation with them for sure. I would want to ask them what their understanding of the church in the Bible is, if they could have also done that, just had church wherever by themselves, or if the Bible says something different, which I would say that it does.
Pointing back to the scriptures.
I would ask them about that. I would want to know what their background with church looks like, what their experience has been in the past, and I mean, you can have communion with God on your own. You can have prayer time. You can have Bible study time, and you should, but you cannot have church on your own. And I do think that we fell into that a lot during COVID, too. I know a lot of people who kind of jumped into that mentality, especially people my age or at least who I know that have jumped into that.
By necessity, just
right.
We could not meet. And we kind of got into the habit of staying away.
became a habit and something that they continued to do after churches began to meet together again. Because it does sometimes feel like, oh, well, I can just listen to a sermon and then I had my church and I checked that box. But
and according to that definition of church, right. It's church is the thing that feeds me intellectual, mm-hmm. biblical knowledge. So yeah. As long as I'm growing in my knowledge, then therefore I'm meeting the requirement of church. But from what right. we've even said on this podcast, that falls far short.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a great response. And I like how you said that it would take a longer conversation, because the point would not be to just throw the truth out there and then make this student really take back his answer. The point would be to encourage him towards mm-hmm. The gift that is the church. This is what Bonhoeffer says in Life Together, that the church is not a promise of God. There are moments and there are Christians in certain parts of the world where they do not have the gift of the church. The Christian community is either illegal, hard to come by, persecution against Christians and churches are so strong that there are no gatherings like this. So when we do have it, it is a gift to treasure.
Mm-hmm.
What I would want for the student to see is how he's missing out on that gift. And that would be hard to convince somebody who's only had a very negative experience in church that it is a gift. But I want every student to experience what it's like to be in a healthy church and to see what a blessing it is when it's done in a biblical way. And what I ended up saying that day was, by thinking of the term church in the Greek is ekklesia, which is not a term that Christians made up. It was a term that already existed in the culture that meant assembly. So mm-hmm. by definition, the church is more than one because it is the assembly. So you could try to assemble by yourself, but to me that just sounds like existence, not assembling. But it, by definition, requires a mm-hmm. gathering. So the church exists even when it's not assembled, because the church is the body of Christ, all people of all time who've put their faith in Christ. But the church sees itself corporately and visibly when it gathers together for the Sunday service or at other times. And then it expresses that that gathering, that local assembly, in the caring for one another, the discipleship of one another, the partnership in missions and the going forth of the gospel. So I would say the scriptures, they do not know. There is no concept of a church, of a Christian outside of the church. Because as soon as you are a Christian, you are taken into the body of Christ. You are a member. That's where we get the terminology of church membership.
Mm-hmm.
You've become a part of the body. So if you are part of the body and neglecting the other parts of the body, that the church is, or the scriptures are portraying that as a very unhealthy situation. Where you're depriving the body of the part that you are. Maybe you're an eye, maybe you're an ear, and now the church is not as strong as it could be if you participated. So you're depriving it, but you're also being deprived of the parts of the body that would help you function as a healthy, complete body. So all these things, it would not be to start a biblical argument, but it would be to encourage students towards something that can be such a blessing and a gift. And it does honor the Lord when we participate in the local manifestation of his body. And we call that the church. So if you had maybe one piece of advice to close the podcast, because by this time, many people have probably zoned out, but we're calling them back right now to listen to Noel Barrows, senior at the University of Montevallo, and the president of the Montevallo BCM, what would you say to a student who's thinking through all this church stuff if you just had to give some kind of short, sweet piece of advice?
Yeah, I mean, just jump in. Like, find a church that is solid and teaching biblical truths, and don't be afraid to jump in and just get involved in ministry. Especially during college, it's an easy time to just, you know, you're jumping into all these clubs on campus, you're seeing where you fit into the social scene. Why not spend these years jumping into the Bible and into ministry?
That's great. There's also probably an elderly couple at that church that's willing to feed you at least once
a week. True.
For the next 4 years. So, well, thank you guys for listening to this podcast, and I hope that we can come back again soon and bring another one of these topics to you. See you later.